The big citrus issue to be addressed this year by the Florida legislature is discussed by Ben Albritton, a state representative and citrus grower.
Clearly, I think at the end of the day, you drive through these groves right now, and it's citrus greening. And at the end of the day, also, it's getting more funding to make sure that we're building the biggest war chest and we have the most successful research program there is on the planet to solve this problem. And I will say this, through the work of Florida Citrus Mutual, through the work of the regional grower groups, and quite frankly, just regular growers out there every day interacting with their state representatives and state senators, there has never been a more heightened awareness of the challenge that we have here in the industry in Tallahassee. Everybody knows about it. Everybody wants to help, and I feel very good about this session.
There was something like $8 million for research. You'll know exactly from the legislature last year. Are we looking at that same kind of money this year?
Well, at this point in time, I will tell you from my perspective, I'd love to do that. I'd love to go even higher. But we also have to figure out where the Senate's going to be, where the governor's going to be. It's really kind of a little bit of a dance. So we're still dancing. We're not sure, what kind of music will be playing when it stops. But I'll be fighting for it the whole time. And again, I get the sense out of all of this. Last year was about $9.5 million total. We did some germplasm and CHIMA money. I know that there's interest in doing those as well this time. So here's what I would say. I want to make sure expectations are real. Last year, $9.5 million total. This year, awareness is much greater. So I'm pretty excited. So I'll leave it at that. I don't want to set anybody's expectations too high, but I'm excited about it.
Your perspective on what's going on for citrus growers now in this greening era the last couple of years?
Well, it doesn't take spending much time on the phone or in the coffee shops or restaurants with growers or, quite frankly, around my kitchen table. And we can see very clearly there's a lot of doom and gloom. As a matter of fact, I have the pleasure of chairing the committee in Tallahassee that manages, and it is in coordination with the commissioner, of course, but managing the FDAC's budget. And Commissioner Putnam and I sat down to talk about his budget a couple of weeks ago, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "Man, Ben, I drove through my groves this last weekend. It's not pretty." And we sat there and talked for about 30 minutes about this challenge, about where we are, where we've been, where we need to go. So, it's a big deal. I will just tell you that there's a lot of discouragement in the industry. But I want to offer this, too. Let's make sure and remember this. I know it doesn't help on bottom line today, but remember this. We've never attacked anything as an industry like we're attacking citrus greening right now. We've never put this kind of emphasis on anything like this. We've never put this kind of these kind of financial resources or intellectual resources into winning a fight like this. And I believe we're close. That's what I believe.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.